Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Friday, February the 9th, 2024, and I have the honor to have Nicole Powers on with me. And Nicole, give out your website real quick.
It's WitnessSpeaks.com.
WitnessSpeaks.com. Okay, now give me your report for the week, would you?
Okay. I just want to talk about a topic that we may need to revisit it next week, too. It's a very big topic. It's about Zionism, the ultimate threat to humanity. And what I want to raise the question is, who are the architects and of power? Who possesses the power over this world, over society, and what's the end game? And Zionism, it started as a Jewish national, it wanted a Jewish national state in Palestine and for a homeland for the Jews. And Zionism started in Eastern Central Europe by a journalist, Theodor Herzl. He was from an Austria journalist. And he regarded that the assimilation of Jews would be an effective measure to fight off anti-Semitism. So in 1897, he had a Zionist Congress based in Switzerland. And at Herzl's death in 1904, the leadership moved to Vienna and then to Cologne and then to Berlin prior to World War I. And it was only represented by a minority of Jews, mostly from Russia. But they led off into it was led off to mostly Austrian Jews at the time. So and Russian Jews, and they moved to England during World War I, and you had Charles Weizmann and Norm Sokolov. And they created the, they were instrumental in helping create the Balfour Declaration in Great Britain in November 2nd, 1917. But during that time, the British, they promised to have the Jewish people have their support and establishing a homeland in Palestine. And during Hitler's rise in Europe, British, they had a hard time keeping up with the promise of the Jewish state. And the Jews created these underground terrorist groups. The Stern Gang and the Ingersoll-Lewin. And these terrorist groups have waged war against those that were opposed to them. And they were for illegal Jewish immigration. And that was a very contentious time, Stu, because you also had the Arab uprising. And you had the Arab, it had a war during that time. And the Arabs were very fearful of the Jewish crime of state in Israel. And some Arabs were also in that part of that land that they wanted to establish the Jewish state, and they had to be exiled. Now, I want to talk about the fact that they wanted to establish a Jewish state in Palestine. And during the war with Hitler, he had a large-scale extermination of Jews. He also had what I said was the formation of the UN. That was in November of 1947. And so, and because of the mass exodus of Jews during the war, they went to places like Israel to establish a state. Also went to America to seek refuge against Hitler. And they also wanted to, the formation of the UN was charged right after the war. And they gave all land rights to the Jews. And they, like I said, they expelled
Now, I might add to that for a moment.
Yes.
There was a professor at the University of Jerusalem. He was also a professor at one of the universities here in America, and he got a $5 million grant to do a study just a few years ago, and they've taken his video down off of YouTube. But to do a study where the true Hebrews of ancient times came from. And so he did the Palestinians, and he did the people in Israel. And he found out that 92% of the Palestinians that are being just totally slaughtered over there now in Palestine, they were the true Hebrews of ancient time. Where the Jews that claim to be Jews that are in Israel came from the Ukraine. They're called Khazarian Jews. 92% of them in Israel do not have the true Hebrew bloodline, whereas 92% of them in Palestine has a true Hebrew bloodline. Now, the ones they were executing, General Raphael Eitan, and Micah Hariri's father that was the head of the Mossad, and they're both dead now. But Raphael Eitan was on my butt trying to kill me back in 1995 on the highway, him and a Mossad agent. But they were the ones, Micah Hariri's father and Raphael Eitan, were the ones giving Adolf Hitler the true Hebrews. Here they were Jews, you know, the Khazarian Jews, they call them, from Khazar over there in where the fallen angels were mating with humans there in the Ukraine, which is where they came from. And so 92% of them living in Israel came from the Ukraine, basically, and it was done in 1947 when Raphael Eitan and these others go in and they slaughter 40,000 Palestinians and drove them out of there. And they hung the Israeli flag, and they buried them in mass graves. Now, this is all true, folks, of how the state of Israel was formed. Now, there's a quote up on a website. I was going to post it up today. It's called JewWorldOrder.org. Torah says to kill Christians, but they've got a and it's a biblical verse that's up there. I wanted to take a picture of it and put it up with this about them killing. But that flag that flies over Israel is a satanic symbol. You go and look at it. It's not the Star of David. David had no star. But it's a satanic symbol. And they won't stop killing these Palestinians. They want to get rid of them because along the Gulf Coast there of Palestine, there's a huge amount of gas and oil that needs to be developed. And I'm aware that Larry Mizell of Denver, that took over from my ex-father-in-law, who's a fallen angel possessed human being, he has the largest bank in the world, HSBC, the largest bank in the United States, BlackRock, Blackstone, that controls the Federal Reserve and controls now the U.S. Treasury. Now, he owns all those wells along Palestine, and they want it developed. Now, this guy is one of the 12 disciples of Satan, the 12th richest in the world. He's controlling $150 trillion himself, Mizell is. These are the two attorneys, Mizell and Brownstein, Norman Brownstein. They got the largest pension funds in the United States, and they're in control about 98%. They took over the economy from 1981. It went from 1% control 20% of the GDP, they call it. The General Accounting Office said this. It said in 2012, that was in 81. That means 99% of us, you, me, and everybody else controlled 80% of our economy. Today, we don't control that. In 2012, the last General Accounting Office report, and they get their numbers from the Treasury and so forth, and IRS and all the other, and they report to Congress about it, said that 400 men controlled 95% of the U.S. economy. 95% of the U.S. economy. I mean, that's very serious. 400 men. How much do they got now? They're controlling the pension funds, so people that are working for the corporations and paying the pension funds, they lose their money after 5 to 7 years. Their pension funds go to nothing, and here they're throwing 10% in there. They're putting their 10%. Now, if you look at the NASDAQ, that's where they're throwing these corporations as they're getting rid of them. And the NASDAQ has not really made any money in about 5 or 6 years. The stock markets have. But the NASDAQ has not, and that's where they're throwing the people's pension fund money at, into there, these corporations, and they're consolidating them and breaking them. I just wanted to add that because we have a big problem. And it is the state of Israel. It's the problem of the world and what they're doing. Now, you go to a site, it's called JewWorldOrder.org. I was going to put it up today or last night, and I didn't get around to it. But it says Torah, the Torah that the Jews believe in, says to kill Christians, that we worship some other God. No, they don't worship Jesus Christ. Now, there's another one. It was at CBS News, I think, or let me see which one it was, CBS or one of them. And I got it, and I'm going to put it up today. It says how Jewish American pedophiles hide from justice in Israel. Now, if you're caught, you're a Jew, and you get caught screwing a kid here in America, being a pedophile or whatever, and you get arrested for it or have to, or whatever, or have been identified. Oh, come to Israel. We'll hide you out over here. No problem. So how Jewish American pedophiles hide from justice in Israel. And there's a video on it. It was on CBS or NBC, one of them, there's a special, okay? And if you look at the other stuff going on, you can't kill the whole of Gaza. You can't kill the whole of Gaza. Netanyahu rejects ceasefire, okay?
Yeah.
They want to exterminate the Palestinians because they're the true Hebrews. And what gives them the right to do that? Now, that oil that Mizell owns, that I explained along the Palestinian coast, he got nailed for bribing Omar, who's the president of Israel, who's now in jail. He was sentenced to 6 years in jail for his 12th time. He got caught taking bribes from different people. Mizell was up on charges along with Omar, and they got off at the Supreme Court in Israel a few years back for bribing him to get those oil wells over there in the Gaza Strip. I just thought I'd bring that up because, I mean, it's ridiculous that we're allowing this to go on. And I'm seeing all over the place because of this crap with Israel. China now, the Chinese leader, he told his top military people to get prepared to go to war with the United States. And several of them, from what I understand, from an NSA guy, they've executed a few of those people because they refused. He said, we don't want to go to war with America. And they're doing everything they can, supplying over there in the Ukraine, the United States is, which we have no right to be doing, supplying. And they're killing all these Russians. And they're hitting them right and left and left and right. And we're over there killing people in Yemen and everything else. We're going to be in a war soon. Sweden has issued warning to the citizens to be prepared for World War III. I know it's coming. And then we got this Nuland. I put her up yesterday, I think it was, or day before, Victoria Nuland. She's a fruitcake. She's been inside the State Department for years, under Clinton's, under Obama, now under Biden. And she says, oh, we're going to be in World War III by March of 2024. The United States will be attacked by Russia and China. I'm beginning to look at this because everybody's getting ready to blow the big bombs off. And believe me, we got foreign Chinese and Russian suitcase nukes in fault lines across America. We planted the same thing over there in their countries. And it's not going to be missiles flying. All they have to do is set those bombs off and we're going to be in some serious trouble. California's going to go. The whole Midwest is going to open up from the Gulf of Mexico to the Great Lakes, just like the Scallon map. It's up on my website. You look it up, S-C-A-L-L-I-O-N, I think, is Scallion map. I mean, this was something they predicted years ago that was going to happen. So, and it all comes down to these fake Jews, the Khazarians, and what you're talking about. So I just wanted to add those few things, Nicole. Go ahead.
The base reality of how these groups of people were so successful to usurp so much power and influence of the world, because a lot of this started, I believe, in Central Europe with the creation of psychiatry and Sigmund Freud. I remember doing that report on your channel. And I think that we have to understand these people have gotten away with so much because they were able to brainwash the masses and they're able to construct a reality that we all have to live under, where we can't question these people, where we can't fight against the power structure of these people, because they have so many under a threat and a blackmail system that centers around pedophilia. And I really believe this is why Sigmund Freud became the father of psychiatry, because a lot of, of his peers that studied under him do. They started to track the Tavistock Institute. If your viewers go onto the Tavistock Institute, their page, you will see how much power and control they have over this world, especially the free world. You will see how they have so much financial interest in these vast sectors of our economy, and also in these intel, the CIA, this organization that deals with nothing but gifted people, talented people. So they have tentacles everywhere. And they have wealth that is beyond measure. And whatever they agree upon, no human being has a right to say no. You look at someone like John Lennon, and John Lennon and Yoko Ono had that sit-in in their apartment and were fighting for peace. So he became enemy number one to this whole system. And so look what happened to him. They programmed an assassin to go after him. So if you preach love and peace, you don't get love and peace back from this world. You get messed with violence. And so you're not allowed to have an opinion about anything when you deal with Zionists. So they have conditioned society to go after activities that will destroy them mentally, physically, and spiritually. So it's no surprise that we have drag queen story time. It's no surprise, Sue, that we have pornographic material in the libraries of schools, because this is what they want. They want a slow burn of destruction to society. And they want to go after children. So, and you got to look at Hollywood. And I put a little small report together how Hollywood has been very influential of our moral decay of society, where they made activities to be deemed acceptable, like abortion, kids having sex too soon. Think about all the movies that were promoting women being promiscuous in these movies. And all the violence. Look what they did to music. I remember rap music used to be about community and the struggle to survive in an urban environment. But they took it and twisted it into gangster rap and exploitation of women. And I found out that gangster rap was a creation of the CIA. There's a report on it online. But what I want to talk about Hollywood is that there were only a few families that started that industry in Hollywood. You have the Warners, which is Harry Warner and his three brothers. You have Samuel Goldfish, which was Goldwyn. He started his own studio. He got the Universal studio by Carl Lingham from Germany. He has the mayor, Louis V. Mayer, and he started MGM. And then you have Fox, William Fox, and Paramount, which is Zucker. And William Fox, and then they got together to create 20th Century Fox. So you have all these families that that were able to come together in Hollywood and create an industry that has undisputedly influenced our society. And if they brought into this the cultism, if people look into, I saw a video about one of the, I can't remember his name, but he was known to be like a Leonardo DiCaprio of his time. I want to say Valentino or something like that. But they started Hollywood into the occult age. They the witchcraft that they invoked. So if even the celebrities of themselves, they have to participate in these things to be a part of these studios. And Mel Gibson, he said it best, that Hollywood was built off of the blood of children. And this is no surprise, because that's what they did in Europe, too. There were Anglican children, white children, that were kidnapped, and they were sacrificed. And that's probably why so many Europeans didn't want them around. They lived in the ghettos, because it was a fear probably of them kidnapping kids, kidnapping non-Jewish kids in Europe. So there's no surprise that we have things in society when they were able to move about in this world and set up their own power structure, because they feel as though it's their divine right to do these things. They think it's okay to defraud, avoid, and that's a word of disrespect to non-Jews. But we're not allowed to protest this. We're not allowed to say, hey, this is wrong. It's the moment you say something, you are deemed anti-Semitic. And they've been getting away with it for so long. And they've been working in the shadows of society. So we have every reason to be frustrated right now by the way the world is going. And the sad part of it is, they did it with no resistance, when you think about it. So I wonder what you thought about that.
Well, I've seen the power structure in these 12 disciples of Satan who control the money of the world. I mean, they do. They're worth $150 trillion apiece. One of them was Henry Kissinger, that died a while back, a month ago or something. And they were all Jews. They were all Jews, except for one, Patrick Font, or Patrick Wu of China. He likes to buy a property in Dallas, Texas. He likes to live there because of the warmth, I guess. But they're all Jews. They're all these fake Jews. They aren't true Jewish, what I talked about the earlier being Palestinians, true Hebrews. They aren't true Hebrews. They're all fallen angel possessed. Now, Super Spook Otis Johnson said under the 1952 to 2012 alien agreement, they call it, he said they refer to them as aliens. I said, Otis, I said, you know they're fallen angels. He says, yeah, I know that. But he says, the NSA says they're aliens. Now, these are fallen angels, folks, that possess human beings. And I said, well, then, if there's 200,000 of them registered with the NSA since 1952, and my friend John Leary's dead now, but he was a test pilot out there at Area 51, they call it Groom Lake, Area 52, his dad built the flying saucers. From 1952 to 1958 or 59, he built 150 flying saucers for us, the Americans. Anti-gravity. This came from the fallen angels. The fallen angels, they hooked them up with Adolf Hitler first, and he built them first because Hitler was evil. And it was J.P. Morgan at the time, the banker, and you go in and look up Nikola Tesla, our U.S. scientist. He was the one that figured out anti-gravity, all from two magnetic fields going against each other, wooden magnetic fields with magnets on them. And he had it on his desk And all of a sudden, you know, he had strapped it down on his desk, and all of a sudden his desk was going sideways. So he turned the two magnetic fields a different way and cranked them up against each other. And all of a sudden it starts lifting his table up off the ground. I spoke at the Tesla Society in Colorado Springs Museum for that, and I saw Dawkins bunch of Patriots down there at a meeting they had, and I saw the machines that he had created. Free energy machines, because he cranked it up further, and all of a sudden he developed free energy, and then he cranked it up further, and he could see in space-time. It was like he was looking in another dimension of time with different type of clothing back then that the people had on, and they're able to do that. The Montauk Project. Montauk series of books, there's about three of them. I met somebody out there, Area 51 convention, they call it, out there, I forgot, at the little alien restaurant, they call it. And I spoke out there a couple different times. And I met somebody that's dead that worked on the Montauk Project. He happened to have children back then. They're probably all adults now, but I spoke to him. He was dead. He came up and confessed who he was. And I found out later he was one of the ones that worked at Montauk and contributed to the series of books called The Montauk Project, where they were sending people into space-time and the whole bit. But they found out they couldn't send them into space-time. They couldn't send them through that other dimension. And the reason, and they were killing them. They'd put the Og meter on. Now, this is top secret, folks. Og, O-G meter. And they'd set the date and the time that they were going to go into. But they found out that unless they had Nephilim bloodline in them, fallen angel bloodline, they couldn't go through those times. They were dying. They couldn't go through that other dimension. So what they were doing before Montauk is back in the 50s. A lot of people whose fathers were CIA or whatever, back in the 50s, they were injecting DNA in the mother's womb. In the mother's womb before the child was born. So they would have the Nephilim bloodline in them. Because fallen angels knew what they had to do, and they did a whole bunch of people. My God, and they would give them a free house. They'd give them a free house or pay their house off. People that were in the intelligence services, mainly the CIA. It's been corrupt since its formation. And it came from the old SS, full SS originally, and then they created the CIA. And Harry Truman, I saw him several times after he was president. Walked by our junior high school and everybody get up and look down at the president, former president. He'd walk up the square up there with Secret Service to get lunch. But Harry Truman testified before they murdered Kennedy, John Kennedy, in 63. He testified about 6 weeks beforehand that he shouldn't have ever created the CIA, that it was a mistake and it should be broke up in 1,000 pieces. And that's the problem we have. And the CIA is totally corrupt. I mean, it is corrupt throughout and throughout and throughout. And Daddy Bush made it that way when he was CIA director in the 1970s. He made sure that it became even worse. And he had been OSS into the CIA, and he was involved in killing Kennedy. A lot of them were. And, I mean, I could go on and on and on. But the Israeli Mossad is even worse. Is even worse. I mean, it's bad. I mean, all the CIA does today, folks, is haul drugs. They haul drugs. Drug in America, drug in America, drug in other countries. That's all they're doing. I mean, one of them tried to assassinate me, Jay Stevens. I mean, he had millions of dollars in Silverado accounts when an IRS agent, I'd turned him in and created that scandal, shut him down. And the whole bit, I've had Bill Black on. He's a professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. I've had him on the air. You can go in and look on the front of the page and it says Bill Black in interview. He didn't even know about the drug money going through there, but he's the FSLIC agent at the time working for government who shut it down after I exposed him in Congress and they had hearings on it. But he didn't even know about the $12 trillion they laundered in 9 years with Neil Bush director sitting there laundering the Iran-Contra money. Remember, I was locked up, Nicole. 10.5 months illegally. I came across 2,000 Iran-Contra people. Several people, like Otis Johnson, CIA, was locked up in there because he was under protective custody testifying against the Louisiana governor that William Casey started an operation against Bush, CIA director, before they murdered him. And the whole bit, he started an operation. The guy that busted John Gotti, Richard, I'm not going to say the last name, but he was a New York cop assigned to the CIA that busted Gotti. And the whole bit, he was under protective custody. And there was 500 federal agents that were locked up. One of them was John Cole. He's up on Sybil Edmonds' site called whistleblowers.org or something. She won't put me on because I never worked for the government. You don't have to work for the government to be a whistleblower. But she says, oh, unless you actually work for the government. But John Cole gave me those documents. If you go to my website and look under the breaking news, you'll see a helicopter where they were shipping helicopters, M1 tanks, and the whole bit illegally out of St. Louis, Missouri, Granite City, Illinois. And he was an undercover FBI agent who was trying to bust him, and they found out about it, and they locked him up in prison. I mean, there were 500 of those that I came across. I came across Bo Abbott, DEA, out of Addison, Texas. Oh, you got to be his boss. He was a straight shooter. Wouldn't do drugs, wouldn't fly drugs, nothing. Oh, we want you to be patriotic and fly these weapons down to the Contras. Oh, okay. So he flies supposedly weapons down to the Contras, and you're going to land at this airstrip and so on and so forth out in the field. And he says, you keep your plane going, and you're going to have people unloading it for you. And they did. And then they're going to give you sacks of money. They're going to put money in your back of your airplane. You fly right back here to DEA headquarters in Addison, Texas. And he did. And once he lands in there, the whole bit, man, his boss was out there and some other agents, and they're grabbing bags out of the back and everything. And Bo opens up one of the bags. He sees it's all cocaine. He's going, I didn't agree to do this. Oh, that's the way we're getting paid. He found out, whoa. So he quit the DEA, went over to Switzerland with his wife, who was pregnant. They delivered the kid. 45 days later, they murdered his wife. And so he adopted his kid out. Well, he was in jail with me. Then there was Bob Hunt that captured Noriega down in Panama because he wouldn't give him more drugs for the money. Oh, so he nationalized her two hotels. There were two hotels. I forgot what they're called. One of them was owned by Mac's father-in-law. The other one was owned by Daddy Bush. And it turns out to be that after my former father-in-law, Leonard Millman, that I never really knew, I met him once, never had anything to do with him because my ex-wife didn't. She was being raped by him, this fallen angel-possessed human being when she was a child. And he was mobbed on. I mean, he was the head of the Jewish mob in America. He took over from Meyer Lansky. Now, I could go into story after story after story, but just like Bob Hunt, he captured Noriega illegally. Hilton Hotels is what those were, by the way. But he captured Noriega. He was in jail with me. He was walking around full military uniform. That reason they had him in jail, around the track every evening. I talked to him. I mean, he told me everything. And what it was, is that he captured Noriega at the Vatican compound in Panama. And there was press all over. And he's on a walkie-talkie with Bush. Daddy Bush, he says, you kill him, Bob. You kill him. He says, I can't, sir. He says, the press is already here. They're taking pictures. They got the cameras going. He says, I can't kill him. He says, Hunt, if you don't kill him, I'm going to punish you. So he says, F you, Mr. President. And he got off the walkie-talkie with him. He turned him in. Well, Bob ends up getting arrested immediately and put in jail for 6 months for not obeying orders. Those are the kind of people I was in jail with. I mean, you can't believe, just like two kids were killed on railroad tracks in Arkansas, someone revealed to me it was the sheriff that killed them because they were making plane loads of drug drops of money out there near Mena, Arkansas. And so the sheriff ties the kids up on a railroad track, and they got ran over by a train, killed two kids. The guy that was in jail with me, I can't say his name, but he knew the sheriff personally. He said he was corrupt to the hill. Now, that's what we have in America. They're out of control. And you look at Biden, you see what Jay Parker says, that he was at a human sacrifice where Biden and Netanyahu both were. And Jay Parker came up in a satanic family over in Delaware because of the ley lines. And there's a video of him up there on my site. I put it up recently. But these are just some things I want to add, because they're out of control. And our government, I mean, Nicole, you're aware of this, about the post office scandal at the Capitol a few years back. I mean, Daddy Bush just handed them blank checks, and they would go down there, and then he would sign it, but the post office was supposed to cash them, and they did. 10 grand here, they got, or 100 grand here, these congressmen and senators, because Daddy Bush wanted a specific law passed. And then they were selling, they had a special vault there at that post office where the congressmen or senators, they could buy their cocaine or they could buy their marijuana or whatever their little drug of choice was. I mean, and they used the voodoo drug to compromise them. Are you there, Nicole? 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 Well, folks, I guess Nicole is no longer our guest. My guest, I guess she's been cut off or something here on the phone. So, with that said, I just want to tell everybody, we're in trouble. America's in trouble, and we're about ready to go to war. And it's Victoria Nuland's pushing us into it. She works for the State Department. And they're trying their darndest. And for China to get set up, ready to go to war with the United States, Switzerland has told their people to be prepared. I mean, I've been posting as much as I can about this, because it's coming. I have a gut feeling we're within a month to 3 months, and we're going to see nukes going off in America. But with that said, this is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and I'll have this posted later, Nicole.